Hello, Manitoba. My name is Hunter Shingoose, your community reporter at NCIFM. Today, we're talking about something that impacts a lot of people in our city, homelessness. It's a big issue, and there's a lot of reasons why people end up without stable housing, from rising costs to lack of support systems. But there's some important funding coming in, $27.3 million from the federal government, which is going to end homelessness in Winnipeg to help tackle this crisis. To break down what this means and how it'll be used, I spoke with Jason from End Homelessness Winnipeg. Stick with me as we dive into the conversation and learn more about what's being done to help people find safe, stable housing. Winnipeg's homelessness crisis continues to be a major issue, with hundreds of people struggling to find stable housing. Can you explain the current homelessness situation in Winnipeg and the main reasons behind it?
But in terms of numbers, there's probably upwards of 900 people that are staying in the shelters. And I would say about 65-70% are men, and overall, like based on previous like data counts that our organization has done, the representation is probably in the area of 70-80% Indigenous, comprised of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit, but by far the highest kind of population there is First Nations men and women. And some of the reasons for those high numbers are it's complex, but some of the reasons that we've identified and others have identified is affordability of housing. There is just not enough housing units that are affordable for the amount of money that people have available to them through EIA, through work, through pension, etc. And I also see a reason for contributing to people being houseless is there's not enough supportive housing for people that need it in the long term, because they might have special circumstances, special needs. They might have mental health issues or even live with addictions. So you need a special type of living arrangement, and we call that arrangement long-term supportive housing, where you have expert and trained people that are supporting you with your to keep your housing stable. And also another contributing factor that increases the numbers is people leaving incarceration. Coming out of incarceration without a place of without a home to go to, so we're finding people that are ending up on the streets or ending up in shelters, and then it's just a repeat cycle.
End Homelessness Winnipeg plays a key role in supporting frontline organizations, ensuring that funding reaches those that need it most. I asked Jason how the recent $27.3 million in federal funding will help address the crisis. Can you share what End Homelessness Winnipeg is all about and how this funding will make a difference?
End Homelessness Winnipeg is an organization that is central and is a support to the frontline organizations. We're sort of a think tank organization, and we provide evidence. We have a data system that the resources that we provide funding to utilize. We work in cooperation with the provincial government, the municipal government, and Indigenous organizations and Indigenous governments. And Homeless Winnipeg is one of our responsibilities here. Is we administer federal funding that is available to community organizations and mainstream organizations, but also Indigenous organizations. So the additional $27.3 million will go into the pot there, and then the entity that we have administering that is called the program is called Reaching Home. We also fund programs called Housing First. Housing First, there are quite a number of projects around Winnipeg that follow the philosophy of Housing First. Housing First is a philosophy where you, rather than you put conditions in front of a person, you have to get A, B, C, D, E, then we'll get you housing. Housing first is a philosophy where you help the person access housing, and then you help them with their trauma, with their healing, with their the access to the supports that they need.
So where exactly does this funding go? Jason explains some of the key projects that are making an impact. Can you explain some of the specific services and programs this funding aims to support?
Some specific projects that we've invested in terms of capital, which is sort of doors and windows and floors and beds, bricks and mortar. Some of them, one of them is called Astamapi Ikenak. Come and sit with us in Cree. And this is currently led by the Mama Wiche Chitata organization, which is a housing village. There are 20 homes that are operated by an indigenous organization that are considered transitional housing. And this provides safety, this provides kind of wellness. It helps people get stable. And then it helps them with finding out what their next step is going to be, whether it's going back to their community or trying to reconnect with their family or just being overall better health. We sort of walked side by side with the creation of is Wabung Nabinujak, Children of Tomorrow. This is an organization that has operated for quite a number of years. And their mandate is to help women with women and families, children that are impacted by domestic violence. And this has been a very impactful resource that is kind of I guess supporting women and their children to be on a path of healing and to address the trauma that is caused through those issues. One of the projects that I think will be introduced will be later this spring, early summer, which will be a transitional housing complex for 80 to 90 individuals, women and their children. So that will be a place of safety, a place of recovery, a place of culturally sensitive ways of healing. It will be led by our people, and I think it's an excellent example of a project that is highly needed and that is kind of taking off. I know at Fisher River First Nation and some other First Nations also operate transitional housing or emergency housing for women involved in domestic violence.
Ending homelessness isn't just about housing; it's about healing. As Jason shares, addressing trauma is key to breaking the cycle. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We need to help our people heal. I've observed there's lots of trauma and there continues to be ongoing and repeated trauma. And trauma is at the root of a lot of these social issues. So if we incorporate healing ourselves, healing our people, healing our brothers, our sisters, our children, our aunts and uncles, that will go a long way because the healing work is very foundational to what we need to do in all of these different areas. I'm kind of blessed to be working in this area, and I want to help our people in our community as much as possible, and I look forward to other opportunities to talk on using NCI as a vehicle of communicating, continuing which.
As Jason shared, homelessness goes beyond simply lacking a place to stay. It's rooted in deeper challenges like housing affordability, the need for support systems, and the long road to healing from trauma. This new funding will go toward programs that provide housing and resources to help people get back on their feet. If you or someone you know is struggling with housing, there are organizations that could help. End Homelessness Winnipeg and other local groups are working hard to provide support, so don't hesitate to reach out. That's all for today. My name is Hunter Shingus, and I'm your community reporter at NCIFM and the Local Journalism Initiative.